welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, Olivia, all of that talk about Hawaii, are you ready to go?
My travel bags are packed. I'm ready to go.
Well, if your travel bags are packed, I want to pack mine too because I want to go back. I had a fantastic time. And one of the highlights of my tour was actually going on a tour with Roberts Hawaii. They offer all kinds of tours on the various islands. And it's really a good opportunity to really get to know not only just, you know, the island and say, well, okay, I've been to Maui or I've been to, you know, Oahu, anything like that. But you actually can learn about the culture, the food, and just really the history of the islands through their tours. Joanne Urban, she's actually connected a little bit to the Southeast because I met her at the New York Times Travel Show. So she's responsible for making sure that we here over in the mainland get to know all about Hawaii and about their tour company. So Joanne, welcome to the show.
Aloha, everyone.
Aloha.
Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, well, I'm just so excited to have you on because I had a fantastic time on your tour. But now you guys have been around for a while, though, in Hawaii, right?
We have. We celebrated our 75th year of service in 2016. So yes, we've been servicing over a million customers annually. So we are very proud and happy to be in Hawaii serving the tourists and also the local and community. So I hear that you said you went on the Haleakala Sunrise Tour recently.
I did. I had a fantastic time. But I have to tell you, Joanne, we did not get a sunrise that morning. So I thought I had put in my good request for that sunrise, but it didn't happen. But I have to tell you, though, it was so beautiful up there. So it was great to see some of the wildlife and the plants and things like that. I mean, it was a fantastic tour.
So you know what that means. You said you already packed your bags again. I must see you here and Olivia as well.
Well, we would
let me know.
We'll definitely come back, and I would try for that sunrise again. Now, can you also see the sunset at that same spot?
Yeah, so we do two tours. One is a sunrise tour. We also do a sunset tour. Sunrise, it's a hit or miss because it's a cloudy day at times. But for the most part, most people will get the sunrise. Most people will have to know, though, however, you have to get up probably about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
It takes a couple hours to get to Haleakala Crater, which definitely you know. And, yeah, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And definitely, if you didn't see the sunrise that day, you need to come again because it is gorgeous. And there's probably a lot of pictures that people have on the Internet today, and it's something that you must come and see. However, there's a lot of other tours because Roberts Hawaii is statewide, meaning we serve the main island of Oahu, Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, the big island. So we have something for everyone.
Well, what is your most popular tour?
Well, definitely on Oahu, it'll have to be the Pearl Harbor tour.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people come here to visit the historical sites there. And included in the Pacific Historic Parks are four attractions. So the most popular, of course, will be the Arizona Memorial. And then there's also the USS Bofin Submarine and the Battleship Missouri and Pacific Aviation Museum. So we definitely have a lot of large coaches that go there daily. So we have good partners there. So most people, if it's their first time, Pearl Harbor is definitely something that's on their bucket list.
Well, I would definitely say that that is absolutely high on everyone's list. And we had a chance to go as well. We kind of did our own tour on that one, but it was definitely a very moving experience as well, just to know the history of what took place right at that spot.
When you went there, did you use the audio tour there that they sell?
We did. We had a chance to go around the museum. The water was a little bit rough, so we actually did not get a chance to go out to the memorial. So that was a little bit disappointing, but still, there's just so much to see there, just walking mm-hmm. around. So it was great. It was another great opportunity to learn some more about Hawaii.
Anita, again, another reason for you to come down back here.
Well, hey, we just need to keep piling up those reasons to come back, and I will be back. You know, you can count
on
that.
But the weather's beautiful today, again.
Oh, great. Well, it's always beautiful there. Even when it rains, I always say it's just making everything greener. So a little bit of rain is okay, so we can have those beautiful flowers and create those beautiful lays and everything as well.
Anita, while I have you, mm-hmm. So I just want to let you know a little bit more about Roberts Hawaii and the services we provide.
Okay.
So from the get-go, most people will need arrival transportation to their lodging property, mm-hmm. whether it's in Waikiki or on Maui and Kihei, Wailea, Kaanapali. Anyway, we service all the major lodging properties. So one service we do provide is the airport transportation for arrival and departure. And for some families that have maybe multi-generational or they want to bring their in-laws or they're buying things as a gift, we also have a lay greeting service. So our greeters will greet guests with a beautiful fresh flowered lei. And then they're on their way to their lodging property using our Roberts Hawaii Express services.
Well, that sounds great. Now, I'm talking with Joanne Urban of Roberts Hawaii here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So, Joanne, what else do you guys do?
Another thing that we do provide is, of course, all our tours that you know of. And again, we're on all islands. And we also service the cruise guests. So cruise guests that are coming into port. We also have what we call ashore excursion tours. So that's fairly, it's about maybe 6 years old now. Mm-hmm. And I just want to let everyone know that because that's still fairly new for our 75-year-old company. Other than that, we have an evening entertainment on Oahu called Magic of Polynesia. And that's been the longest standing show in Waikiki, and it's centrally located. And it's a Polynesian show with fire knife dancing along with Illusions by John Hirakawa. So you'll see maybe Lamborghinis appear, disappear, helicopters appear. So it's a bigger production. It's not just the hand magic. Uh-huh. And I just want to let people know that it's a number one show in Waikiki.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Now, I'll definitely have to check that one out the next time. Mm-hmm. But what about family? So are there tours that are especially for families? I know you mentioned multi-generational type groups that come. But what about families, small kids coming along?
Yeah. So it depends on the age of the children. A lot of the families, of course, go to Pearl Harbor because they do have little booklets for the children. And then if they're teenagers, it's a must go because it's educational as well. We do have higher-end luxury line, which we call Hoku Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And that there's a bunch of cool products, meaning more hands-on activities. For example, we have an island tour, which includes the Waimea Falls, where they can swim at the falls. Another eco tour that we have is it includes the stand-up paddleboarding, kayaking, snorkeling. And then it's on the North Shore where there's those popular beaches that you might see on movies and TVs like Pipeline, Sunset Beach are the familiar names, Waimea Bay. Mm-hmm. So that's incorporated in that tour. So that's more, teaching you how, more interactive, teaching you how to kayak, stand up paddleboard. So that's a very popular tour for families.
Well, I like that your tours are also educational, so they're not just you are kind of sitting on the bus and hearing the description of things, but you actually can get out and learn something. That's fantastic.
Sure, yes. But definitely, I mean, you'll get more out of any of our sightseeing tours only because our driver guides are so knowledgeable in the Hawaiiana and the fauna and just the different locations. They go through rigorous training for
To learn all about it.
Yeah, guide all the guests. So,
well, how can people
rather than renting a car or
Absolutely, we definitely have to call you guys. So, how can we get more information? What's your website?
Well, you can definitely go to robertshawaii.com, which is our main site.
That sounds great. Well, Joanne, thank mm-hmm. you so much for helping me relive
Thanks,
my
Anita.
Experience. We really, really appreciate your coming on. Thank you so much.
Remember, I look forward to seeing you guys soon.
I will definitely grant that for you. No problem. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Alrighty. Now, you guys sit tight. We'll be back in a few minutes here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
A long, long time ago, there was a volcano living all alone in the middle of the sea.